Monday night, Chodesh Halvavos. Okay, we're in Shara Avodas Elokim, Sefer Chodesh Halvavos, Shara Avodas Elokim, Paragimel. I did not explain something last night well, and I want to go over it again, but I realized I did not explain it well. Chodesh Halvavos says, okay, he says, Avodas Elokim is, we'll call it humbleness. Being humble in our relationship with Hashem. That's kaniyah, he calls it. Maybe in English, the word kaniyah would really be translated more as submissiveness. But the Chaim Halevitz really uses it in Shar HaKaniyah as a word that we more associate with humility or humbleness towards Hashem. And building up on Shar HaYichud and Shar HaBechina, it's recognizing what Hashem does for us, acknowledging that He is the source of everything, recognizing that He's a meitiv, that we owe Him everything, b'chulu, b'chulu. So we have this, as he explained in the Hagdamah, the Shara Avodas Elokim, we have this amazing, we should walk around with an overwhelming sense of gratitude and like, how can I pay Hashem back? And that's the humility, that's the humbleness. Hashem is so Hel Hagogu Hagibor Bahanora. And if I went through Shara Bechina and I studied all the things that I'm supposed to study in Shara Bechina, then I'm like overwhelmed, as he said in his mashal, remember, with the guy in jail at the end of Shara Bechina. He said the guy in jail that thinks the Melech's taking care of his every need, and he feels so thankful for the Melech. Wow, he's taking care of every facet of my life. Unbelievable. Then he finds out that the Melech has like another million subjects and another billion forests and trees and buildings, and so that's, you know, Hashem, like, and He cares about me. So anyway, that's Kaniyah. So this is so important. I said it last night, and I'll say it again. He's like, in one sentence, he says what Avodas Elokim consists of. It doesn't consist of, and please don't misunderstand me, it doesn't consist of being frum. It consists of doing the Ratzon Hashem, because you're supposed to do the Ratzon Hashem through a sense of Kaniyah, because you're supposed to do it through a sense of gratitude and thankfulness, and like, what can I do for Hashem, so to speak? Okay, so Avodas Elokim equals Kaniyah. That he puts down. Someone wants to know, what is Avodas Hashem? He says what it is in Perek Shlishi, in the second sentence of the Perek, and that's it. He has a Shar HaKaniyah where he elaborates, but Avodas Elokim is Kaniyah. That feeling, that relationship with Hashem, that you're nichnat to Him. You acknowledge His existence, Hashem Echad, everything that's involved in it, in Shar HaYichud, everything that's involved in Shar HaBechina, and wow, what can I do? Like, I'm so small, what can I do to what can I do? I want to be Lahodo, Lahala, Lashabech, Lathoy, Lahomim, Lahadu, Lavoich, Vali, Lakales. What can I do? Okay. Now, he then says that there's two types of Kaniya. And this I didn't explain properly last night, I realized today, that the first type is also Kaniya. In other words, when a person does the Ratzon Hashem because of Schar V'Onesh, both in Olam Hazeh and in Olam Haba, whether it, you know, he wants a good life, he wants to listen to Hashem, he wants Olam Haba, he wants all the good things that it promises in the Chumash, and he wants the Olam Haba, and he wants Schar, you know, and he doesn't want Onesh, and he's motivated, he wants to be good, you know, that's also a Kaniyah. It's a Kaniyah because Hashem's stronger than me, and He's going to beat me up, so to speak, if I don't act properly, and He's going to reward me, right? So I'm motivated by Schar V'Onesh. The Chavodas calls it Kniyas Pachad, 1, 2, 3, in the third and fourth line. He calls it Ha'echad Kniyas Pachad V'Yichud V'Yichul U'Kfiya V'Hechreach. It's forced. It's not natural. I'm not holding by doing Hashem's will necessarily, but you know, I think it's a good idea that I should. But that's also Kniyah. It's a Kniyah. What?
Yichul.
Hoping, wanting. You want good things to happen to you. Yichastcha Hashem Aleinu Kaasher Yichal Mulach. Same root. I'm just... Right?
Yearning.
Anticipating. Anticipating, yearning. Anyway, so that's also a Kniyah. And you're doing Avodas Hashem. But that's the lower form of kniya. That's what I didn't say properly last night. That's also kniya, and it's avodas Hashem, and you're doing it because you recognize Hashem is gadol, but not gadol in the sense of gratitude, but gadol in the sense of he's stronger than I am, and this is what he wants me to do, and I have to do it. Like, I have no choice. That's really good, by the way. Most people don't do that either, right? So that's pretty good. But that's the lower form of kniya. Then there's a higher form of kniya. That's Hasheni. Is that you're really into it. You feel that way. You know, you want to express your gratitude to Hashem. You want to do His will. You're holding there. You don't feel even forced. You're doing it mitoch real Bechira Chavshis. Not just the Yetzer Hara's Bechira Chavshis. I'm like, yep. And you know, you say, okay, I better do good or else I'll be punished. That's the lower form of kniya. The higher form of kniya is to recognize, like, of course I'm going to do the Ratzon Hashem. Like, how it's inconceivable not to. Like, how could I not? Hashem has given me, how could I not do His will? Okay.
It's like lobishma nishma.
You could say it that way, but he puts it in a much more fundamental idea. Whether you're doing the kniya mitoch hechrich, or you're doing the kriya, the kniya mitoch hakara, mitoch your own recognition of what must be. Now, then he says, mamash a lomdisha tliya, a piece of lomdis, because he said in the previous prakim that there's ha'ara toronis and ha'ara sichlis. Inspiration or teaching of doing the Ratzon Hashem of the Torah, of obedience, of specific mitzvahs, put on tefillin, wear tzitzis, sit in the sukkah, say kriyashma, etc., etc., etc. And then there's ha'ora sichlis, which is really chovos halvavos. It's not really bound by specific mitzvahs necessarily. It's your attitude, your relationship, your avos Hashem, yiras Hashem, all those things. Hakaras hatov. That's ha'ora sichlis. Now he says ha'ora toronis relates to the lower form of kniya, because the Torah system is basically a system of schar va'onesh. So that shtels suit to that. There's ha'ora toronis because, and that's going to relate to, that's going to create, or that engenders the lower kniya. And then there's ha'ora sichlis, which is recognition and learning, and that engenders the higher form of kniya. And he says, the goal, what Hashem prefers is the higher form of kniya, not the lower one. Although the lower one is an absolute necessary stepping stone up to the higher one. Now the structure of the of Perek Shlishi is the Chavis Halavos will now give seven reasons why the preferred kniya is the kniya of Ha'ora Sichlis, the understanding and the recognition, etc., etc., etc. And then he will give seven reasons why it's essential. Now, in Perek Beis, he just explained why it's necessary. Why it's necessary to have Ha'ora Toronis. Right? And that's what he explained in Perek Beis, that there's three reasons that you would never get to Ha'ora Sichlis. Like, you'll be in the mud, and you're horrible, terrible, terrible. And you see anybody that ever tried, so to speak, in history, any movement, or even any individual that tried Ha'ora Sichlis without Ha'ora Toronis, ended up where the Chavis HaLevavos said he would end up, in the mud. So in Perek Beis he explained why it's needed. In this Perek he's going to say seven reasons, like what are its milus, the milus that it has. So the ultimate goal and milus is Taka Ha'ora Sichlis. But Ha'ora Toronis has seven milus that make it a proper stepping stone to Ha'ora Sichlis. And so that's the structure of the Perek. I want to learn now we're going to learn first the seven qualities of Ha'ora Sichlis. And we'll learn the first today. Ha'echad number one. This is a Muridika thing, he says. Ki ha-mishmas ha-bo al-yidei ha-oros ha-torah, when you're obeying Hashem and you're doing the Ratzon Hashem, and you're following the mitzvahs, the tzivuyim in the Torah, do this, don't do this, do this, don't do this, Efshar shehei leib adam ba shalem l'Hashem levado. It's possible you mean to serve Hashem. You want to do His will. You want to listen to Him. It's possible. The efshar, it's also possible. Shehei matiraso ba lehei roles b'nei adam. You know, what's it going to look like? You're not going to come to shul. People are going to ask you, where did you daven today? Right? You're going to sit in shul. Everybody's tzitzis are hanging out. You say, where's your tzitzis? You didn't put on tefillin today, right? You want to... Social pressures. You want people to be mechabed you. You don't want people to look down on you. You want a shidduch for your daughter. Whatever the reason is, ulterior motives will... It might be for ulterior motives, because you're basically, two reasons, he says, you're basically dealing with actions, not with the mind and the heart. And when you're dealing with actions, so it's always possible that your motivation of the action is not a pure motivation. Your motivation of the action is kavod, or you don't want to look bad, you don't want people to think badly of you. I mean, you know, nobody's going to admit it, but I'd say there's plenty of people that would skip tefillin. Like, you know, some days it doesn't work out. They wouldn't put on tefillin, you know. But, like, they have to. They have to. Their wife will notice they didn't put on tefillin, or their kids will notice they didn't put on tefillin, or their neighbors in shul will notice. You know, they can go there. They can hack it. The chadoyme. He says it's possible. But then he says something deeper. He says, ki yisoda bonui al hayira batocheles. A very deep psychological point. He says, if you're into Ha'ora Toronis, which is basically a Schar V'Onesh system, so your orientation is your benefit and your gain. When you're doing Ha'ora Toronis, which is linked to Schar V'Onesh, so your like psychological or emotional orientation is what's in it for me. I'm going to get Schar, I'm going to get Onesh. So it's only a skip and a hop to people are going to look badly at me. I'll trade off. I'm doing it for my benefit. So it's easy to slip. So Schar V'Onesh is already like, great. Halavai, we would do everything because of Schar V'Onesh. But he says it's so easy to slip into an area. He says, like Shelo Lishma. It's so easy to slip into doing it. B'chlal, nothing to do with Hashem. B'chlal. It has to do with me. I'm serving myself. I'm doing something so that I should gain out of it. So, because at its best, it's Schar V'Onesh oriented. So I'm really focused on myself in the omek of my motivation. So it's only a skip and a hop to being motivated by what people think of me, by what people will say about me, by my shidduch my daughter will get, if my son will get into yeshiva, and therefore I have to be a besser man. So he says, the danger of Shelo Lishma is very easy, or easier, by Ha'ara Toronis. If you're living a life of Ha'ara Toronis, your orientation is yourself, so you'll do things for prestige, and for kavod, and because of embarrassment, etc. Ki yisoda bonui al hayira v'atocheles. Because the yisod, the foundation of the mindset, is what's in it for me. Even at its best, of Schar V'Onesh. Aval ha-mishma'as ha-bo'o al yedei he'oras ha-seichel. But the obedience to Hashem, the acknowledgement of Hashem, the doing the Ratzon Hashem, which comes out of sincere feeling of gratitude, and how could I repay Hashem for all He does for me? So, by definition, that's in... You can't do that Shelo Lishma. By definition, it has to be Lishma. It's that feeling of, you know, how can I, what can I do for Hashem? He does so much for me. Below Yisari Bohe Ra'us, so it's immune, by definition, it's immune to Shelo Lishma, it's immune to Chitzainius, it's immune to doing, let's say everybody's wearing their tzitzis out. Let's say Ha'ora Toronis is, the Mishnah Berurah says, that really is supposed to be your tzitzis out. Chais, Harisim also. Now, you know, everybody's wearing their tzitzis out. It's going to look real funny if I don't wear my tzitzis out. But did I ever look at my tzitzis and say, I'm not going to talk Lashon Hara, I have to get stuck, right? Harisim also is a chartan, it's called Mitzvah Hashem. That's the Ha'ora Sichlis of tzitzis, right? That's the Chovas Halvavas of Tzitzis. So that never occurs to anyone. That's what I'm saying. Like that. So I could wear my tzitzis out, or I could wear tzitzis b'chlal on a hot summer day, or I could be frum and wear woolen tzitzis, because I want to do the d'oraisa, right? So I could be frum. But I'm doing it because, I might go swimming, go see. But if you're wearing tzitzis and you're wearing them out, not because your neighbor wears them out, because taka, you want to have a reminder. You put on tefillin. You want to put on tefillin to you're supposed to wear tefillin all day. You're putting on tefillin not because you're ashamed to not put on tefillin, but you're putting on tefillin because you taka. That's the way you can bond with Hashem. That's the way you can declare that you're an Eved Hashem. The Shabbat Bezer, Tavos and Machshavos Ledeinu. The Shabbat Bezer, Al Roish Negan Moyach, Shem Hashem Mishib Moyach, Yom Mishib Bodem, Labodos Baruch Shmoy. You want to Arba Parshios Eilu, right? That's why you're putting on tefillin. So there's no Shalom Lishma there. By definition, the Ha'orah Sichlis is going to be Lishma. Mashenka, the Ha'orah Toranis can have other motivations. Not only could it have other motivations, because it's usually actions, but the root of the orientation, the mental orientation of the person is self-interest. Very deep what he's saying. He's saying two things. First of all, it's action, so it lends itself to doing it shelo lishma, for prestige, for kavod, for whatever, for embarrassment. And the yesod hadvarim is self-oriented, so, what's the difference? You go from this self-interest of schar v'onesh to this self-interest of prestige and kavod. Mashen kein, ha'orah sichlus, by definition, is pure and pristine. V'lo yisar bo hayros v'lo shum pagam mitzad hayisparos bo. First of all, you can't gloat. There's no gaiva. Everybody's walking around with their tzitzis out, right? So this guy's doing it because he wants to be yeshivish, and this guy's doing it because he taka wants a reminder not to talk lashon hara. Let's say. So first of all, there's no shalom lishma. Second of all, there's no gaiva, there's no prestige, because nobody knows what he's thinking. Everybody's walking around with their tzitzis out, right? This is the chovas halvavos. This is the ora sichlis. This is all on the mind. So he below his spirals, but there's nothing for him to. He's not going to gain prestige by having the right thoughts, the ora sichlis of his tzitzis, of the mezuzah, of anything. Everybody has a mezuzah. So there's no hispirus. And deeper, the fundamental, as I say, orientation of the person with Ha'orah Sichlus is not his own self-interest. It's what can I do for Hashem? How can I repay Hashem for all the tova that he bestows upon me? Elohi Totsoa shall yediya for his bonanus the Meshachayev Hanivra Labore Minamishmas. Right? It's a totsoa of Yediya, of his bonus, of Shara Bechina and Shara Yichud, of saying, so Hashem says, where tzitzis, remember me, remember my will, blah, blah. So that's number one. Stop there.